Another topic I became concerned with was depression. Because back in the 60s, the given wisdom was that depression was excessively rare in childhood, and that if it occurred, it had got nothing much to do with adult depression. So with the late Dick Harrington, we did a follow-up study of children who had shown depressive problems to see what happened to them. The results were quite dramatic in showing there was a hugely increased risk of depression in adult life, and it was entirely diagnosis specific. So that really altered the way people began to think about depression, and subsequently there have been a lot of other studies that have taken the matter further. Nowadays, nobody doubts that depression occurs in childhood. It is of interest that the ways in which it shows itself in children are somewhat different, and their response to medication is somewhat different. So that's a puzzle still to be resolved.